Hi, you just made the right choice to listen to the Kingdom Move podcast with Pastor Roderick Ejekum. We hope you're inspired even as you make time to listen to this message.
Amen. A month of influence. Look at the One Nation Television. This is a month of influence. Tell that person, this is a month of influence. Okay. Matthew 5:14-16. I want us to look at the TPT version. It says, your lives light up the world. Your lives light up the world. For how can you hide a city that stands on a hilltop? How can you? And who would light a lamp and then hide it in an obscure place? Instead, it's placed where everyone in the house can benefit from the light. 16 says, so don't hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others, so that your commendable works will shine as light upon them, and then they will give their praise to your heavenly Father. Look at the one next to you and tell the person, your commendable works. Shake the person and say, your commendable works. In other words, our commendable works are the effects of our lights. In other words, or they are, yes, the effects of our lights, our commendable works. And it says that these effects are the very things that the world will see, and then their praise will go to the Father. It means that when we are not shining, we are holding back the praise of God. When we are not shining, we are holding back what? The praise of God. When we hide our light, men don't praise God. Men don't have a chance to praise God and to thank God and to appreciate the Lord. Watch, anytime we see somebody use their gift very well to be a blessing to us, you see that our hearts well up with appreciation. And it's not difficult. It's automatic. Once somebody blesses you, you go a step in wanting to appreciate them and to say something commendable, to say something that points to the fact that your life, you are really grateful for what they are doing or what they have done. Am I talking to someone in the house? Yes. I'm a strong believer, and everybody that swallowed the ministry of CY and what I've been teaching, that we all are called to be lights in the world. I believe what the scripture says is there. It's clear. We say that we believe that we are all called to be leaders, because leadership is influence. Leadership is influence. And in other words, God has called us to live in such a way that we are going to make an impact in our world. Christians are impact makers. If your life is not impacting anybody, then you are not living the full extent of the mandate over your life. We are all called to be leaders. Leadership is influence. And influence, when you talk about influence, we are talking about impact of our lives. Am I making some sense, somebody else? So I want to ask your neighbor next to you, how is your light so far? How is your light in your world? How is your light? Ask your person, how is your light so far? First and foremost, no Christian can hide their faith. It's very difficult to hide your faith if you're a Christian. If people can't see, then you don't have it, because it cannot be hidden. That's what the Bible said. Who can hide a city on a hill? It's impossible to hide it. One of my sons was telling me he, among a number of the sons, you will not even consider him very spiritual. You will not consider him very spiritual. But at his workplace, they call him Osofo, because the slightest light will be seen in the darkness. The slightest light will be seen in the dark. So if you are with people who cannot tell you a Christian, then you have to realize it's a sign that you haven't believed yet. because it's impossible to hide the light in the dark. Or if you've been a believer and your life is not making impact in the next person, especially one who spends time with you, there's no impact on your life. I'm saying this because I remember when I shared when I was in Form 1. I didn't know about 99% of the scriptures, but I knew the Lord. I knew the Lord. What I mean, I knew the Lord, because I'm saying that I've given my life to Jesus. I've surrendered my life to Jesus, and it was genuine. But I didn't know scriptures. I didn't even know some of the books in the Bible. I didn't even know them. But I could not resist the demand on what I have received to impact the next person. I couldn't resist it. If you ask me, I may not have been able to defend my faith fully with all scriptures, because I don't know the scriptures that much. But there was something inside of me that still wanted to tell somebody about it. Do you get? I don't know what I'm making some sense to you. We can't help but to try to influence the next person. It's a Christian calling. It's a Christian calling. I'm a strong believer. I believe the scriptures. And I've also experienced it in my life. And I like the way, what's her name? Pastor Clara said on Sunday that when you see a pattern in the Bible of one another, it's a rule for all of us. I like the way she put it. Yeah. So my question is, how is your light? That's what I'm asking. What's the impact of your light in your world? Where you are, right? Ask your neighbor, what's the impact of your light? What's the impact of your light? Let me show you. One of the ways you know that your light is shining as a believer, and I'm talking about someone who is very in-depth in scriptures. One of the ways by which you know is that sinners will not like to sit with you. They will not like to expose their sins to you. Let me use that word. They won't like to expose their sins. What I mean is that when they are going to do wrong, they won't call you to come and join them. As a matter, they don't even do in your presence. But if sinners are comfortable to do sin in your presence, then there's something wrong with your light. Now remember, and we are going to have someone they're going to use, what about Jesus? Sinners were not sinning around Jesus. Sinners love to be with the person. They enjoyed the light Jesus was showing. That's why they were drawn to the light. They love it. They love to be around him. They didn't come to sin with Jesus. Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? So shake your neighbor, ask your neighbor, say, how strong is your light? Ask your neighbor, how strong? No, how strong is your light? How strong is it? There's this video I just watched recently. A pastor who was preaching and said, he said some gospel singers and some men of God must he said they must put on their dresses when you're on stage. Now, no, to come to a place where we have to teach you how to live, especially how you should portray yourself as, it shows that your light is really dim and you are influenced by the dark. Yeah. And a lot of believers now are influenced strongly by the dark. Their light is not shining. See, anyone who believes the Lord, who comes to a true conviction, as I was giving signs that you are your light is shining. One, sinners will not like sin with you, right? One. Number two, are you in the house? Hey, shake your neighbors. Are you in the house? 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 Number two, they will think you are doing too much. Not because you are necessarily doing too much, but the little of what you show will come off as intense and bright and impacting. So those that don't want to change, they'll see you as doing too much. Am I making sense? Yeah. They'll do as you're doing too much. As a matter of fact, that's why you develop some enemies along the line. If you never develop enemies, everybody likes you. That's why I say war to you. It means that you are not really standing for something. You are not standing. Your light is not shining. People must call you and say, you cry, why? People must wonder why. Hey, are you in the house? Yeah. Hallelujah. Number three, even those that think you are doing too much, one of these is you have to see them coming to seek help from you. If nobody is asking for help from you, your light is not shining. People must come and seek help from you. Do you know why? Because people are in trouble. People are in trouble. People are lost. People are confused. Bible said, all we like men have turned astray. We have gone astray, like sheep, sorry. Gone astray. Each man has turned to his own way. Each man. And in men going their own way, they are all confused. They're looking for something. They're looking for something that gives an assurity of something working. And if your life is in all the light shining inside of you, trust me, one of these days they'll come to call you and ask you, I want to ask you a question. Recently, one of my sons was telling me about a friend. He said, when he was in secondary school, he had this friend. They were very close, very close. And the friend is very dear to him because he was the first person who ever they opened up about their struggles with masturbation. And, you know, so they had this kind of bond, you know, being vulnerable, two guys being vulnerable about seven. But as life happened, he, by the grace of God, I met him, you know, following, and then now he's running a branch and is gradually doing and serving God, making his light shine brighter and brighter in the lives of others. And his friend took to the path of entertainment, started working with certain people that's known entertainment in the country. He became a sound person, and then drugs, you know, obviously porn didn't stop, masturbation. He went deep, you know, to the degree. So he said it was just there. He said when he started becoming more serving God, and he did one Instagram preaching, the friend sent me a message private and said, what do you think you are doing? Like I said, they'll have to come and tell you are doing too much. What do you think you are doing? What do you know, and you are teaching people? But he said recently he had posted something. A friend came to write under and said, I need help. He said, I'm drowning. So because of the bond they had, he made time and went to see the friend. And he's so deep into masturbation that he doesn't know the last time he saw his own semen. Yeah. I don't remember the last time he saw his own semen. He can't stop. And it's destroying, but he can't stop. And now his friend said, help me. Pray with me. Pray for me. Hey, I want you, ask your neighbor again, how great is your light? How great is your light? How great is your light? Shake your neighbor and say, how great is your light? How great is your light? Jesus said, we are not to hide our light. We are not to hide our light. We are not to hide our light. We are not to do what? Shake your neighbor and say, we are not to hide our light. We are not to hide our light. We must care enough to let our light shine. We must care enough to let our light shine. You know, and I think Vicky handled the care enough to let your light shine. Because people are lost. People are lost. Let your light shine. That's what you're supposed to do. Just shine. Because somebody, one of these days, will reach you and say, help me. You get it? Uh-huh. And when people reach you that they want you to help them, God is saying that let the good you have received, because now you've become a storehouse of God. You're a storehouse of God. Out of you, you bless them. You get it? Uh-huh. You become a storehouse of God, and out of which you bless them. Now, I believe that one of the most unfortunate things is when somebody reaches a Christian for help and a Christian pulls them back into darkness. I believe it's one of the unfortunate things. And I believe there are certain things that really pains the Lord Jesus. And one of it is that when somebody is in darkness and reaches somebody that's supposed to know better, and a person pulls them back into darkness. Some years ago, there was this musician. Is it Nas? Oh no, Maze was a secular artist. And then he became born again. And when he became born again, he started wanting to do gospel. And some Christians said, ah, you don't have to do gospel.
Yeah.
Though it's not there. Thank God. You see, those that know the story, so the Lord took him away from the limelight. That's how come he's still a born-again believer. Because they are Christians when you draw closer to them. I can't really tell whether they are Christians. We'll leave that judgment to the Lord Jesus on the final day. Hey, that's what I'm saying. That are you in the house?
Yes.
No. Are you in the house? Yes. As some of our Peter mentioned, that make your calling and election sure. Be sure that you are born again. That's what I'm saying. That if you are born again, what are the things I said? First one. Sinners must not enjoy sin in your presence. Sinners must not enjoy sin. As some of our, you must be uncomfortable with sin. How do sinners enjoy sinning with you? Am I making some sense? Some believers, born again believers, modern day 2024 believers. Because the 2024 believers, you can't tell the difference between them and the world. You can't tell the light and the darkness anymore. 2024 believers are smoking. 2024 believers are drinking. 2024 believers' breasts are all over the place. Overflow. You can't tell the difference anymore. Recently, I saw a musician, some gospel musician. I don't know whether those that were gathered, whether they ever got to Jesus. Whether they ever got to Jesus. But they were certainly waiting at the tip of a buttocks. That's where everybody that gets there, you get there, that's where, that's the door. The barrier. We're waiting to be allowed inside. Hey, listen to me. God knows that he didn't come to redeem angels. He knows very well he didn't come to redeem angels. That is why there's a particular way God has called us to live our lives. In order to make the right impact. Am I making some sense, somebody? Yeah, there's a particular way we're supposed to live our lives to exert the right influence in our world. So, hey, are you in the house? Ask your neighbor once again. How? What's the impact? What's the? How bright is your light? How strong is your light? How? What? Ask the person. How strong is it? How bright is your light? What's the value of your light? What's the value of your light in your world? Hallelujah. When you are in the office, very soon they should be able to call you out as a sofo. Yeah. They should call you out. When they call you out as a sofo, not now you're going to go, oh, no, I'm not. They're calling out what they see in you. That Jesus in you was a priest from the very beginning. They call him a teacher, a prophet, a priest. If that Jesus inside of you, a prophet, a priest, a teacher, must be seen in you. It will come naturally. Very soon, they'll come and bring you Bible. What is this said in the Bible here? I remember in high school. Small one, they'll come, Roderick. Meanwhile, I didn't know much of the Bible. But they will come and ask, what does the Bible say? I've told the story of a Muslim who was sitting by me. He used to ask him questions. So why is that the Bible, women are not to, Bible says women are not to preach, but women are preaching. I've not gone to Bible school. I was just in SS1. But I have to give some answers. I hope I helped him. I you know how? Yeah, I have to explain something, tell him something. I mean, I thank God that the latter part of school, right now, he's born again. Yeah, he's born again. The way it was, he was supposed to even born again in school, but if he had become born again, he wouldn't go home. So that was the reason why he wasn't born again. As a matter of fact, even now in my maturity, in knowing the Muslim faith and all those things, he could have been born again. He didn't need to even say it. Yeah, he could have been born again going to the mosque, but he would have been born again. And gradually praying for them in their midst. He could have been. Now, you know, those days they say, come and see. No. as we have grown in the things that we realize that no, it's a matter of the heart. He could have been born again. And I believe he did, because sometimes when I preach, I'm reading my Bible. Afterwards, he asked me, when he finished, he wants to read it. So I have to give him the Bible for him to read. Are you with me? But I'm saying that if your work colleagues don't call you when you're about to pray, they don't call you. Or when something, they even hear a gospel song from you, and say, hey! And then there. Look. Yeah. And Chris, look, I'm telling you, people from Christian now, as a matter of fact, guys, are you with me? Statistics shows lots of non-Christian countries, they are not Christian. They have a history. They have a history of Christian influence. But now, they don't. What we have right now, we have more Muslim nations, but not Christian nations. Christians have just a history of a certain influence of godliness. But there's no... Because the actual fact is, you can be born a Muslim, but you cannot be born a Christian. Nobody is born a Christian. I've said it, according to the Bible, you are born a sinner. Yeah, and saved by grace. No, if you are born a Christian, why do you need salvation again? What are you talking about? Shake your neighbor and say, you with your wig, you are born a sinner. We're born sinners. We're just saved by grace. Are we good? So those days always say, oh, we're a Christian nation. There's something like that. As some of our overtime, a lot of people whose parents were Christians have lost their faith. Down the years, you go and look, a lot of families that used to be Christian, they're no more. They're no more. This is more the reason why we are to be intentional. I believe that part of God's workings in these times is why God left Africa. So you see, Africa, we pray that. That's why Africa is the way we are. Because the poverty has helped us to slow down the foolishness. I'm telling you, so that we retain a Christian virtue and a Christian value. That's basically what it is. This one, the morning devotion, I was telling my boys that, you know, statistics shows that a number of people who live from here and go to abroad, they all lose their faith. The true light is California. I don't know if you see Pastor George's status, Wall Street and all. All of a sudden, when you reach there, the world is a different world. It's a my. I turn and look. And now, guys, let's face it. Are you in the house?
We're here.
Okay. If you had about 600,000 in your, that's money for you. Even if you see this, 600,000, your name is on it. 700,000, your name is on it. Because money offers you the possibility. So many places you could be. And you can pay for all of them. Do you think you'll be sitting here? On a Wednesday evening. On the Wednesday evening where you could be doing some deals, some places you could go to. I'm telling you, if you could just call your travel agent. You don't need to go there. You just call her on phone or send her a text. I want to be in this tomorrow. I want to be in Dubai for just a weekend back. I'm telling you, part of the reason why most of us sometimes we are here is because we are poor. Hey, are you in the house? I'm telling you, the number of people that are in churches, and number of, that's one of the reasons why some people are even serving is because they want God to show them mercy and bless them. So it's the objective that is on their mind, the reason why they're serving God. I was talking to one of the guys who the office has given him a car, and then he said he was going home to go and sleep. I said, "You have a car, you're going to sleep." That's when that you are maturing. See, when you are maturing, you have ability to do whatever, but you wait. You stop. You just don't do. As some of us, that's the Christian life, is to be led by the Spirit, even at the face of all other possibilities. Am I making some sense, somebody? Yeah, that's a Christian life. That's a Christian living. And this is what I'm saying, that we don't see that now. And because these things are not being seen, you're not seeing the light of God in people's lives. We're not seeing people standing as lights. Our lights are not shining brightly. Oh, how I wish we get to a place where young people are going to gather, not because you don't have any other place to go. How I wish you are serving God, not because you don't have any other place to go. But in spite of all other places you have to go, it's a personal decision you have made. It's a personal decision you've made that I'm here. I serve God. This is my place. This is where my light shines. Yeah, am I making my sense? Somebody, am I making some sense? Yeah, that this is what I do. This is the goodness of my life, you know, shining out there. So I came to challenge you. Jesus said, let your light shine. Let your light what? Shine. Let your light what? Let your light what? Shine. Shine. Let your light shine. Be deliberate about letting your light shine. Wherever you are found dark, you have to let your light shine. When people call you and say, I want you to be whatever in your workspaces, when they are calling you man of God, they are calling you whatever, don't go and say, nobody has ordained me. They're not saying, listen, they are just seeing the light of God inside. I'm going to make some sense, somebody. Take the next, any opportunity you have to just show Jesus. Shine Jesus. Do good. Let God, let Christ be seen inside of you. That's what God has called us. And he says when we do so, there will be an unhindered praise unto our Heavenly Father. There will be unhindered praise unto our Heavenly Father. Some time ago, what's his name? This rap musician who made some statements. Recently, I've noticed he had come out to say he was not too matured. He was growing. Two of them. One. So Lekwe is the one I'm talking about. Before Lekwe, is it before him, the other one? Mali Music. Yeah. But Lekwe also said, I am not a gospel musician. And I remember the first time I heard it, I was so bored. With Mali, I was so bored. I said, hey. I was so bored. You are not a gospel musician. Will you even get the privilege of being a gospel representative? Right. Would you get a privilege? And what's the goal? And it's because, you see, they didn't want a certain tag. They didn't want a certain tag because the tag of being for God has limits. Certain doors will not be open to you. Certain places you will not be allowed into. Certain parties you will not be called to. And now it is coming out the certain parties that they have been to. Christ. So the gospel was helping, stopping him from entering into some things. Now everybody is coming out to say their part. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's worse than Epstein. Oh, what's that guy's name? Epstein is worse. The names cut across. Yeah, and he has come out to say he has been to some of the parties. Why? Yeah, because he wanted to project himself as a hip-hop artist. If he had said it was a gospel whatever, maybe they wouldn't have invited him. What's the name? Whitney, who sings friends? Sissy was talking about how Whitney wanted her to be on a certain song. I'm every woman. It's only me. I mean, anything you want, done, baby? Woo, woo, woo. Oh, my, 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 my. And she said, Cece, they're very close, like sisters. Yeah. One in the world, one. And when Whitney called her, Whitney said, I know you wouldn't like to, because Whitney was picking of her best and her friends on that album. And he says, I know you wouldn't. Why? Because a certain line has, I cast a spell on. And she said, Cece said, Cece said, yes, you know, that's demonic. I wouldn't be part of anything demonic. Isn't it amazing after years of ministry, Cece is shining bright at 60. You think the old lady is 35? You think she's 35, her glow, Nina Grammy and the rest without scandal. She's winning things. She's even going after. She's looking without scandal, beautiful, and standing and sharing the testimony of Jesus, even at 60. But our generation, we know it all. We know more than the Holy Ghost. As a matter, we are more holier than the Holy Ghost. And our holiness can handle everything. Party, you know, my member, mercy so be, I will change everybody. When I reach there, they all fall under the power. The very thing the Holy Ghost himself said, don't take me there. No, we are not realizing. When the Holy Spirit said, don't take me there because I'm in you. That is the parties we are sitting under. We are the chairman of the party. That now, one of the, see, the sad thing, one of the iconic preachers of our time, with a reputation bigger than even presidents. Now, even people who are not, in quote, worthy to tie his lace are insulting him. All that influence, all the investment over the years now is thrown away, hurting the testimony of the church in our time. Hurting the testimony of the church in our time. We should not play with the light God is giving to us. Don't play with the light God has put inside of you. Be very, very careful to shine this light without any hindrances. Hey, guys, I'm making some sense, somebody. Be very, very careful who you associate with, who you talk with, what you do, where you stand. Bible talks about where we should sit, where we should stand, who we should go with, who we should roll with. These things are all very, very important. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not saying that don't ever associate with the world. But Paul said, if we do that, then how do we win them? That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that you have to be careful what you enjoy, what you sit with, and what you talk about, and where you go. You see Christians that are handling business, and their business is just like the world. You use the same tactics of the world. It's also, you also want to use sex to sell. The world is using sex to sell. Christians also starting wants to use sex to sell. Say, oh, but I'm going to dress, I'll dress you, dress it. New shape, you know. Say, I'm not a gospel Christian. Say, I'm a. Say, hey. Since then, watch, especially Mali music, you first. You see, his influence is gone. Is gone. I remember the first time I was. I said, "Look, that's the end of his ministry." I said it. That's the end of his ministry, and his ministry, his influence is gone. Look, when you get the privilege of being tagged a Christian, you must wear it with humility. With humility. When people can see a glimmer of light inside of you, you must guard that light and wear it well. When your friends there open up and call you a suffer, take it with humility and serve and be the light. Do the right thing in their midst. Stand for Jesus in their midst. I'm making some sense, somebody. Yeah. Do the right thing. Stop making your I've asked before, if I pick your snap, if I pick your phone, I pick your snap, can your snap tell me that you're a believer? Without you defending, don't say anything. No, you don't see. No explanation. You let me take your snap. Will your snap tell me? No, will your snap tell me that you're a believer? The eyes only. I was telling one of my sons, I said, look, I've gone to a place in my work here. I'm afraid to take believers' phones. I'm telling you. I'm afraid to take believers' phone. So privacy. Okay. Bible said your life is supposed to be like what? A letter read. Your letter is supposed to be a letter read, and you are putting under lock and key. Yeah, she puts up his box. If you cannot show what is in your phone and read, listen, it means that you are living two lives. You are not living one life, it's two. Because what is of yours is what we are all reading. It means there's another you can't show everybody. That's what you're saying. You're saying that there's another you cannot reveal to everybody. Hey, I'm telling you, my peace of mind is to pretend I don't know what's possible going on people's world. I'm telling you, my peace of mind is to pretend as if I don't know. So now I see some, I walk the other way. When I began, I was so naive, I want to change people, I was taking people's phones. Now, I pretend as if I haven't seen. look, saving Elijah. Yeah. What defense are you going to give? Now, recently there's a case of some media person. It's all over the place. Now, here's the thing. what is coming out, they use the phone to take it. So all these years since the thing happened, all that was contained in the phone. It was locked, the same phone, back and forth. It's a phone. with Bible app. I'm telling you, the same phone, they're going to take worship when they're to church, they're going to take worship of themselves and all those things. The gentleman has come and said he has over 40 videos. They certainly did not organize a camera and they're not doing this thing. They use their phones. So the same phones are the phone. And now guess what? As they have released it, the same Christians have saved it on their phones. Look, my Facebook says this thing. I didn't even know about it. Oh, I don't know when. In Facebook, everybody is talking. Everybody is talking about. Everybody is discussing the sin. Everybody is talking about the sin. Sin has become something we consume so easily. We eat it. We enjoy it. We love it. It's sin. Where is your light, my brother? Where is your light? My sister, where is your light? Hey, I want to get some sense, somebody. Yeah. I believe one of the mark of, see, someday Peter was around, obviously, said, when you start talking, I said, show me your phone. You just said, show me your phone. And the reason I was going to people's phone was to, I remember one guy is a musician, an instrumentalist. And then I said, well, how are you doing? So, I said, fine, you know. He said, oh, he has been talking to his pastor. You know, from the indication, he and his pastor are very close. And the pastor has been counseling and guiding him on all relationship matters. So that's fine. So in the midst of his talking, I took the phone. So I took the phone, we're talking. I said, open. All of a sudden, he started fumbling. As if he has forgotten his password. Then, Kovisha said, then he was about to explain. I said, look, it's not about, I don't want you to tell me what the pastor needs. I just want to know what is going on. That's all. So you just open, let me see. It took the next 5 minutes before he could open, back and forth, explaining. I said, no, just. Quick delete. If he could delete with his mind. Lord. As he was telling me that very day, something told him to delete. They didn't want to hide the hair. Because once he knew that he's going to see me, the devil is aware that I'll go there. I'll go into the dark place. Sometimes, I don't know how and why God made my life the way. And sometimes I know it's not everybody that sees the value of the of the gift that works through me. But I go to very dark places. Because that's the only place you see people are bound. People are bound are put in prisons, in shackles, in quiet places, silent places. Nobody will see that they are bound. So, he finally opened. You see multiple. It's not even, even if it's a sex, whatever, between he and one person, multiple women. Multiple. There were days that people, you know, having fornication on now. Fornication has always been there. But now, not only are we having fun, we are fornicating, we're fornicating with too many people. That's one. There's one time when you have a girlfriend fornicating with that woman. That is the one you are fornicating with. It is the two of you every day before the Lord. But now, multiple women, a Christian, and all of it, they are taking videos to show who. Now, do you know that the level of confidence in sin that will make you take videos? Yeah. I said, look, now that I know and I went through, you see, Snapchat, you see some people that is following. I said, okay, now that we know what, now that this, we are playing, what do we do? Where do we go from here? And so now the person now confronts what is going on, gets someone to confront, okay, this is what is going on. Let me deal with this so that my light can shine. Are you with me? Yeah. If you are not listen, I don't care the secret you are holding for Ghana. If you are not confident to open your phone, for anybody to look at your phone and to even hold your phone and use your phone, then you're doing something wrong. Don't buy into the lie of the world and the devil. Don't buy into it. There's no way a Christian's life is to hide sin. As a matter of fact, I was saying someone, I say, if we are to hide, we are to hide the treasures of God, the treasures of the Spirit. Those are the things that are supposed to be hidden. We are to hide them inside of us. It is said of Mary, Mary hid the revelations of Jesus in her heart. Hey, Mary hid them in her. These are the things you are supposed to hide. What the Lord has told you. What the man of God told, what the Lord told you in secret, those are the things that you should put them in secret because you are praying over them. But not that you are sinning and you are crying. No, that's not it. Or someone will send you something about the sin and you are there and you have a friend that you guys are talking and laughing over sin. No. God has called our light to shine, both in secret and in open. Amen. May we be careful. Oh, am I making some sense, somebody? Look at the one that says, may we be careful. Look at the one that says, may you be careful with your life. Tell the person, may you be careful with your life. May you be what? And take on the responsibility with all diligence and humility. The responsibility of being a Christian in our world, in your time, and in your season. Let's wear this Christian responsibility with diligence. Am I making some sense? Yeah, let's work with diligence. Do you know the many times IG, you see somebody, you see his post, God first. And then you go, the guy is naked on the screen, on his pictures or his naked. His nipples are all over the place, his nipples or whatever. Yeah, they use the excuse as with the gym. Look, if your nipple is showing, you are naked. You are nude. Look at one and tell the person what I just said. Tell the person. Shake the person, tell the person what I just said again. Don't be wearing some stuffs in town in the name of gym, in the name of fashion, in the name of it's hot. This hot, you can't compare to hello. So cover up. Let's wear the responsibility of Christians. For me, one of my challenges, we are not putting on the responsibility of Christian with the due diligence and hard work that is required. It's not going to be easy, but we have to do it right. We have to do well. Once you are stepping out your influence, you have to well and behave well. I was telling someone, I said, look, God knows that already, you know, I said that God knows that he didn't save angels. God knows that you are not perfect, but God is not asking you to go and bring your trash and things outside and be, and when they ask you, say, you know, I'm not perfect. Is that what the way God is asking you to do? You think God doesn't know you have balls, two balls and this thing? He knows you are boys. Just don't wear that balls out. Shake your head and say, hide those balls. So hide those balls. So there are places where some things which are vulnerable are seen. In your room, you and God. God can see your balls. It's okay. You can walk back around with God. But don't come out and say, oh, but God knows I'm not perfect. I carry balls. It doesn't make sense. Be a responsible believer. Tell the person, be a responsible believer. No, shake your head and say, be a responsible believer. Years ago, Dr. Mensah was saying, look, at a point in his work, he never steps out to drink Mascatella, those days Mascatella or malt. Why? Because malt looks like Guinness. And Mascatella look like a club. Beer, they're not any club. But so that somebody will not misunderstand or take you and say, oh, even my pastor quite drinks. Am I making some sense? That is where responsibility is. Well, knowing that his light is important. How he does it. That's the way you're supposed to live. Don't live carelessly. Not just Christians. You should go now. Prominent Christian musicians, you go and look at their wives. You think they are, how do you call it? Slave queens. Now we can't talk, we can't say anything anymore. It's like now when you say you are, I'd rather be a cake. I'm telling you, a number of them, their wives are like slave queens. I don't know who they are competing with. Don't be a careless believer. One of the things that shocked, I remember one of the times, I can't remember the story, and the Muslim came to write under. He said, look, the way they value the Christian faith, because they can see that there's power in it. But lots of believers are not careful with what they believe. The Muslim came to write it. Lots of believers are not careful. They even with that, you don't even have a story of healing and this. They don't. But then you see them with women, they are wearing jalabia long, covering things. But we have the power. We can speak in shoko polo polo to popo. And we are careless with our influence. I came to challenge you. Hey, are you in the house? Shake the one that says, be careful with your influence. Be careful. No, shake the person and say, be careful with your influence. Be careful with your influence. See why we have to be careful with our influence. Anybody that you stand on our platform, you minister, you have to be careful with our influence. You're a praise and worship leader or something, be careful with the influence. You started, we gave you a chance to come and do MC. You are doing MC. You can't do MC here and believe anyhow. You can't take it for granted. You can't take for granted the opportunity given to you to come and minister. You can't take for granted the opportunity for you to serve. You can't take that influence for granted. Am I making some sense, somebody? Yeah. We have to wear it with responsibility, knowing that the world is looking at what we are doing for our Lord. Am I making some sense? May we be an example.
Thank you and God bless you for listening to this message. Now you can get interactive with Pastor Roderick Ejikum on his social media handles. On Facebook, it's Roderick Ejikum. Instagram, Roderick Ejikum. And on Twitter, at Roderick Ejikum. You could also get interactive with Christ for Youth International. On Facebook, it's Christ for Youth International. Instagram is at ConnectCYI. And on Twitter, at ConnectCYI. This has been the Kingdom Move Podcast. Thank you and stay blessed.